We are back with Pat Connaughton, the former Notre Dame star basketball player who had a great March with the Irish, now trying to find his way into the NBA, but has signed a contract with the Baltimore Orioles after being drafted last year. Pat, unfortunately, the difference with the NBA and most other drafts and leagues, that there's really only one, maybe two rookies that make each team, and the second-round guys are not guaranteed anything, I don't believe, and correct me if I'm wrong with that, but let's say you are a second-round guy, and they want you to go to the D-League. Are you going to accept that assignment, or is it first round on a team or bust?
I mean, I'll explore the options, to be honest. I mean, I don't have any set thing. Obviously, you know, if it's not affiliated with the team. So to clear that up a little bit, in the second round, it's not guaranteed, but you could negotiate a guaranteed contract.
Okay,
it's not
okay.
Out of the question. Yeah, I mean, if a team drafted me and said, look, there's a roster spot on our team, you might not play a lot, so we might send you down to the D-League to just get some minutes, but you're on our roster, things of that nature, then maybe I'd explore that. If it's to the extent where it's like, hey, playing the D-League for $19,000 a year and maybe in a few years you'll have a shot, I mean, come on. I love both sports, don't get me wrong, but let's be a little bit being
right.
A graduate of Notre Dame, all my Notre Dame alum would probably smack me if they heard me choosing that over another sport, which I love just as equally, that I have some phenomenal opportunities in.
Do you have the same representation for both sports?
No, I do not. So,
huh.
To be honest with you, I'm pursuing representation for basketball. I've been approached by, you know, countless number of agencies and things of that nature that, you know, I'm kind of weeding through now, narrowing it down, things of that nature. Baseball, the reason I am pursuing that for basketball is because the baseball agency that I'm a part of only does baseball. So,
and who is that, by the way?
Frontline Management.
Okay.
Jeff Samardzija's brother, older brother, Sam Samardzija.
That was my next question, obviously.
Yeah, the two sport thing. Russell Wilson is part of them on the baseball side of things. So, you know, there were some cool things with that, you know, I got tied into a Notre Dame connection, things of that nature. And, you know, I'm loyal to them on the baseball side.
And you know that Jeff Samardzija, and for those who forgotten, he was a great first-round caliber football player from Notre Dame, wide receiver. He chose baseball. I don't know if you've talked, I'm sure you have talked with him about that and how tough that decision was. But here's a guy who's heading to free agency in baseball next year. If he has a good year for the Chicago White Sox, we're talking about a guy who will make 80, 90, maybe 100 plus million dollars.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's put himself in a phenomenal position. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, flattering to, you know, hear some of the, you know, baseball intel saying, you know, we have similarities. Obviously, the two-sport thing is an obvious similarity. But, you know, to be a guy that hasn't focused on baseball for his whole life and, you know, have more or less some raw athleticism that he's trying to hone into a pitching motion, it's something that, you know, he's helped me with, Jeff has, and just, you know, keeping the two-sport things, advice such of that nature he's helped me with. And it's not, like you said, based off the opportunities he has in front of him this coming year, it's not a bad guy to have in your corner.
Who had better career numbers for the Irish on the mound?
I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know that. I've been told that they were very similar. I've been told that I might have even edged him out a little bit, but I've also been told by him and ripped on by him that he was able to touch triple digits in college, and I have not been able to do that yet.
But you sit mid-90s right now.
Yeah. I was fortunate enough, you know, last summer with help from the Orioles organization to fix a few just simple things, not even get in depth into, you know, using my lower half, and I was sitting there for the entire summer.
How long do you think it would take you to get into pitching shape right now? If you said, to heck with basketball, I want to be a major league pitcher, how long would it take you to get back on a mound getting hitters out?
Give me a month, to be quite honest. I just got to get my arm in shape. The most important thing for me is to make sure my arm's healthy, shoulders loose, things of that nature.
Are you playing catch at all?
Yeah. I play catch since I was able to graduate or be on track to graduate early. You know, my second semester load allowed me to, you know, take some time and throw the ball and keep my arm at least somewhat ready just in case. You never know what happens.
Last guy I want to ask you about is Mark Henriksen. He's actually coming on the show a little later. He actually played in the NBA. I believe he was a second-round pick, and then had a very long major league career as a lefty long man, spot starter. He's been in major league rotations. He's 6'9", 6'10", but he did both. He didn't do them both at the same time, but he's one of the few people on earth that can say he played in two major professional sports leagues. Have you talked to him at all?
Yeah. He's approached me via the phone, via text, and we were able to actually talk on the phone at one point in time. And, you know, he was very nice. I mean, I couldn't say enough great things about him. For him to reach out to me, being in a similar situation as him, you know, and offer advice and offer what happened, you know, in his life up for comparison and up for, you know, my general well-being and help, you know, meant a lot. I think, you know, one of the cool things about being in this position, like you said, is there's not many guys on planet Earth that have been able to do it or have I've had the opportunity to do it. So to kind of stick together as a little bit of a brotherhood and help each other out, me being, you know, the guy pursuing it now, has meant a lot.
So for Orioles fans to know, right now you're going to pursue a basketball career, but one day you may also be on a mound at Camden Yards.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make promises, to be honest, because I like to keep my promises. But, you know, I'd give the majority of the percentage that at some point in time, whether it's after a 15-year NBA career, whether it's after a two-month NBA career, you know, I'll be back pitching. I think I'm going to end my professional, you know, athletic career on the mound, and I would hope it would be for the Orioles if, you know, they allow it.
Well, hopefully we can beat your Boston Red Sox. Well, now you can't say that. But I appreciate, Pat. Great stuff. You're a great story. Congratulations on a wonderful college basketball and baseball career. Best of luck through this NBA process, and hopefully we catch up with you at some point in the future when you're pitching in the Orioles organization.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Excellent stuff. Pat Connaughton will come back with much more here on WBAL News Radio 1090.